This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, one man's attempt to save his dying North Dakota town through art. But first, the line between truth and advertising has gotten a little murky lately. The Government Accountability Office recently looked into the government's use of video news releases, or VNRs, and found that some of them amounted to propaganda. For the most part, though, VNRs are produced for private clients, and they often find their way into news broadcasts without any word to the viewer. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
Thousands of VNRs are offered to news stations every year, but only one can win the Bronze Anvil, the award given by the Public Relations Society of America to the best video news release. Last year's Bronze Anvil went to this VNR for Hampton Inn.
Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Have we got a resource for you? It's an online festival finder, HamptonInnWeekends.com. Go there and you'll find more than 1,000 weekend events across the United States and Canada. Enter a date and a place, and you'll find events like the Eyes to the Skies Hot Air Balloon Festival in Lyle, Illinois.
Watching the VNR, you can see what makes the Hamptons Year of 1,000 Weekends a winner. Lots of visuals and sounds that would take a news producer hours to assemble on his own, an uncontroversial subject matter, and lively writing. The VNR practically slots itself into the last segment of a newscast, reserved for the kind of light stories that might provoke a little happy talk among the anchor team. And the VNR is extremely user-friendly, with all its components carefully laid out for the news producer.
Here's your tape log, and here are your lower thirds, and here's your package.
Lynn Applebaum, who heads the PR department at City College in New York, says the ethical issues surrounding VNRs aren't so different from the issues surrounding regular old paper press releases.
I've written press releases and have media pick up my press release exactly as it was written. I would call them a lazy reporter.
But still, says Applebaum, when she screens a reel of video news releases and the coverage those VNRs got, her students are always a little bit shocked. She plays this VNR for Chiquita Bananas. Here's the video and narration that arrived in newsrooms.
Some say she was just a little green when she hopped a freighter for Hollywood. In no time, she mamboed her way into America's heart. And she is still the top banana in the business.
And here was the coverage from KCBS in Los Angeles.
Well, the Latin lady might have been a little green when she first hopped a freighter into America's hearts way back in 1944. She started as a color film short in movie theaters and quickly became the top banana of all food commercials here in the U.S.
That example is a decade old, but if anything, the prevalence and sophistication of VNRs have grown. Don Vierholtz of Cone & Wolf, the agency that created the Hampton Inn VNR, says that newsrooms are receptive because when done well, a VNR can be a win-win-win situation for companies, broadcasters, and news consumers.
It's impossible for a broadcast journalist, or any journalist for that matter, to try to visit all of these places and put together a well-thought-out broadcast or print piece. So we did the VNR in an effort to help the journalists tell that travel story.
4.7 million people saw the Hamptons Inn VNR. Some stations played the entire thing, with the narration as provided. Most used snippets and revoiced it. The most popular VNRs beat the final episodes of Friends in the ratings. Peter Wengren, president of VMS, the top company for tracking VNRs, says it's impossible to get a hard number on the prevalence of VNRs because newsrooms often don't follow their own industry guidelines and identify the source of their video. Wengren says VNRs have nothing to apologize for.
This really is no different than a reporter going out and citing a story and saying this is from unnamed sources.
The difference is that anonymous sources are used to advance the news, not to get around disclosing that someone else is doing the legwork for the news gatherers. That's why Brian Trowering, news director of WTVG in Toledo and chair of the news director's ethics panel, says the industry's best practices should be to use VNRs very sparingly.
I just think it's a very slippery slope when you're putting news on the air but don't have the opportunity to question the subject yourself.
In 1 week, the radio and television news directors will issue new guidelines on how to deal with VNRs. Like the old guidelines, there's hardly a guarantee that they'll be followed. The Public Relations Society has its own guidelines, which says that all information in a VNR is supposed to be truthful. The final piece of the puzzle is the news consumer, who needs to remember caveat emptor. Of course, in order for the buyer to beware, he has to be aware that there's a transaction occurring. The latest attention given to VNRs might not lead to a crackdown, but it will at least give viewers an insight into the quote-unquote news. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.